And welcome to this edition of El Paso Primetime. Ken, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Listen, congratulations on yet another trip to Roswell. This trip to the July 1st performance, is this the entire Revolutionary Snake Ensemble that you used for most of the album on the 2014 release?
It's well, the 2014 release had a lot more people on it because it was a series of live performances,
right?
And I had a lot of different people on different of those gigs. But the full band is coming. I'm actually bringing my tuba player as opposed to my acoustic bass player. But we're going to have a great band. I've got a great tenor player, Tom Hall, and on trumpet, Jerry Sabatini, and my drummer, Phil Neighbors. It's going to be almost the full band. Not everybody is going to be there, but it's going to be a pretty slamming band.
It's a great party at the UFO Festival, and this time around, I think it's like a 5-day event. And you're on for July 1st. Now, it's not the first time you've been to Roswell. You recorded your first album there, actually, right?
Well, I recorded my first solo CD, in Roswell. I recorded in an underground space there that some of the Roswell folks are aware of, that's known as The Henge. On the property of Don Anderson, and did some layering of my saxophone with a multi-track tape recorder, and I was in there all by myself for about a week, just playing around and building track upon track, and in an amazing sounding space. So that CD came out as Subterranea, and seem to be intrigued by it, and I'm very proud of it as well.
It got a lot of airplay around the world, mostly in Japan and here in the United States. Canada touched on it. I know Switzerland did too.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those albums that, quite frankly, touches my soul just simply because it's exploratory. It's something that I think Duke Ellington would have been happy with, because you can never define fully what jazz is all about.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point. And, of course, I'd be blown away to have someone like Duke Ellington respond positively to it. But I'm blown away by your response as well. And, I think of jazz as music, as improvised music. That's sort of my own personal definition of jazz. And this is definitely improvised music. It's music that was created spontaneously. I didn't go in with any charts or any ideas. I created some things on the fly while I was in there. I wrote down some sketches and then built on them in an improvisational way. But it's not traditional jazz. It's not swing. It's not Latin jazz. It's very different from that. So, whether you define it as jazz or something else is really up to the individual. I think that music that is created spontaneously has a good shot at being called jazz, certainly by me.
We're talking to Ken Field, and Ken Field is a multi-instrumentalist, a flutist, composer, volunteer, educator. I mean, you name it, the man's done it, including your own radio show that touches on free forms of jazz and world music, right?
That's right. I do a show in the Boston area, and I do it on Tuesday afternoons at 2 o'clock, and I've been doing it for about 10 years. Called The New Edge. I try to introduce my listeners and myself to creative instrumental music that they might not otherwise be aware of, and I have a great time just, sitting there listening to some wonderful music.
We came into this segment, by the way, with your studio version of Que Sera Sera from Forked Tongue.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious, because I know there's a live version of it on Live Snakes. What is it about this particular song that really captivates your imagination?
Well, a lot of the material that we mine, the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble mines, the cover tunes anyway, are songs that come out of the New Orleans brass band tradition, and it's a lot of that music comes out of the world of African-American spirituals and hymns, things like Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And a lot of that music has just incredibly simple chord changes, kind of 1, 4, or 5, you know, maybe blues-based or maybe other ways of combining those chords. Simple chords and very powerful melodies. And Que Sera Sera is a song that strikes me as being very similar in approach to those songs. It has a very strong melody, you know, powerful motion in terms of the chord changes. And on top of that, while we're an instrumental group and we don't sing the words are powerful. Mm-hmm. The words, you know, what will be will be. It's a meaningful message to me in my life to be able to accept the way things are and really not try to row against the tide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there are a lot of different levels on which that song works for me, and it's also a fun song to play. So.
Which brings me to the UFO Festival. Okay. What is about playing the festival that really captivates your attention?
Well, you know, I have a very lengthy relationship with Roswell. I spent a lot of time in Roswell with my late wife, Karen Aqua, who was an artist and was brought out there originally by the Roswell Artist in Residence Program way back, I don't know, in the 90s, early 90s, I think she first went out, and I went out with her. And so through many years, we and I have made many, many friends in Roswell and just wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that makes it really something that I'm very much looking forward to, getting back there to just reconnect with the community. And in addition, you know, it's a crazy thing. The UFO Festival is a crazy thing. I like crazy things. I like things that sort of are not the norm, are not, you know, day-to-day life, are a little unusual. And by the way, we're playing a bunch of times in addition to our performance on July 1st in the evening at the Anderson Museum, which is a free show and also an incredible place to not only to hear music, but also to just see the artwork that's there, contemporary art. But we're also playing earlier that day at 1 o'clock on the main stage of the festival. We're playing the next day at 3 p.m. at a little bit down on North Main Street at Reichman Plaza or Park, I forget what it's called. And then we're going to be leading, I think, the festival parade on Saturday night the 2nd, which is an incredible parade. It's a light parade in the evening when the temperature is a little more reasonable, and the costumes and just a really spectacular striking event.
Yeah,
we did that a couple of years ago. And then one other thing that we're going to do, a couple of us, three of us, me, Jerry, and Phil, are going to be judging the pet alien costume contest on Saturday morning. We're going to be the judges of that alien costume contest. So that's, you know, how can you not look forward to that?
No kidding. I mean, it's, you know, the UFO Festival has grown in leaps and bounds over the years, and I'm just so happy that Roswell has been able to grow in exponential forms with not only that, but the Autumn Jazz Festival that they have there.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Jazz Festival, which I was, you know, really honored to be a part of a couple of years ago, is a fantastic festival that, you know, might be, to some people, a little surprising, the quality of the festival for a city like Roswell that's not particularly known for jazz, but it's becoming known for jazz because of that festival and because of people like Michael Francis, who sort of helped to make that happen along with a lot of other people. It's really, Roswell is really moving forward at a tremendous pace and moving in a great direction.
I think so, too. One of the things that I've noted, I was going over some things about you just so that I knew who you are as a person. And you've done stuff over in Silver City, over at Western New Mexico.
That's right. So my late wife, Karen Aqua, was an animator, and we worked together for many, many years. She doing the animation. I did a number of her soundtracks. She did some work for Sesame Street. She did about a whole slew of independent animated films. And, you know, sadly, we lost her in 2011. There was a beautiful memorial event for her in Roswell, in fact, because of all the very, how close we felt we were, and even closer after that to the community there. But we were invited in a number of places to do a collaborative teaching project where we would gather a group of people, young people or older people, depending on the situation, and make an animated film and a soundtrack with them. And we did that at Western New Mexico University way back, I don't remember when, probably 2002 or 3, something like that.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And had a great time. And there are friends that we made in that trip that I'm still in touch with. And one of them, in fact, invited me to come out and play for one of her big birthdays, birthday celebrations, just earlier this year. So I was out in Roswell, and I drove out to Silver City and did that. And, you know, you make connections when you do the kind of thing that I do, traveling around, playing music, and sort of staying in a place for a little while, not just playing one night and leaving.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's really amazing how, as large as the world we think this place is, how small of a community it can be. There's a saxophonist in Brooklyn, a guy by the name of John Tank, who lives in the summertime over at Western New Mexico, outside of Western New Mexico in Silver City. He's there now.
Yes, and you know what? John Tank is somebody that I had met 20 years ago through another friend of mine in New York. And when I was in Silver City, somebody put me on the phone with John Tank. And I didn't manage to connect in person with him. In fact, to tell you the truth, I don't remember if I actually spoke with him or spoke with his answering machine, but there was somebody at that event who said, "Oh, do you know John Tank?" And I said, "John Tank, yeah, I've met him years ago."
Mm-hmm.
So they connected me up there.
Yeah, we need to hook you up to the Outpost Performance Center over in Albuquerque.
Well, I mean, talk about a small world. I have a story about that. Because the amazing guy who runs that, Tom Goralnik, is a guy that I connected with at one point and did a performance there. In fact, with Karen, we did a joint animation and live music performance at the Outpost. And I heard at one point heard his performance. He's a sax player and was doing a really cool performance using looping and all these saxophones and connected to a big structure, and he'd dance around the whole thing and make these amazing amazing compositions spontaneously. But I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and a number of years ago, somebody moved into the building that I live in, a young woman, and shortly after she moved in, she was moving, coming up the stairs as I was going out or vice versa, and there was a gentleman with her wearing a hat, and he stops on the stairs. He said, "Ken Field?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm Tom Goralnik." And I'm like, "What?" He says, "This is my daughter. She just moved into your building." So talk about a small world. I mean, there you go.
Wow.
And I totally agree with you. The Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque is an incredible place, and Tom built that up from a very small storefront kind of operation into a major stopping point for musicians passing through the area, and has some incredible talent
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We really need to get you hooked up and maybe get you a residency in New Mexico or maybe down here in El Paso, because your music is resonating with a whole lot of folks, kid.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And thanks for calling me kid, by the way. I appreciate that as well.
So down here, we call it a lot of cariño. It's a lot of good feeling, a lot of good vibe. I wish you a lot of happy times in Roswell for the July 1st performance. That's going to be really, really nice.
It is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I thank you very much for taking an interest in what I'm doing, and I hope people, you know, can I mention my website on the air?
Absolutely. Okay? Please do.
Yeah, so people, if they want to see what I do, it's kenfield.org, and if they want to see what the band does, it's revolutionarysnakeensemble.org. I actually have something coming up that's going to bring me into Texas. Maybe we'll be able to make a little side trip. We'll see and get your way. But, again, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Ken, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of El Paso Primetime. Mi casa su casa. So when you're in this area, come on down.
Well, thank you. Gracias. I really appreciate it.